Welcome back to the How to Be Irresistible to Women newsletter series, your source for tips and techniques to make you irresistible to women. I'm James Brito, and I'm Irresistible to Women. Now it's your turn. Today's lesson is Talk the Talk, Knowing What to Say on the Approach, the Date, and Beyond, Part 1. It sucks not knowing what to say. You can have all your inner game together, a great attitude, belief in yourself, a great sense of humor, but if you don't know how to put them all together and talk the talk, not much of it matters, does it? I hear all the time from guys who feel good about themselves, but just don't know what to say. Sometimes their mouths just fuddle up and out comes garbage, or worse, nothing at all. In the next two lessons, I'm going to help you overcome not only your fears, but also your loss of voice when you need it most. I'll be discussing great topics to discuss, including number one, when you're first meeting a girl, and number two, when you're on a first date. I'll also be discussing topics you shouldn't talk about when first meeting a chick, or on a first date with her. Because before you know what to say, it's good to know what not to say. So today's lesson, we'll talk about the don'ts, before we go ahead and talk about the do's. Only here on TripleORelationships.com.
TripleORelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Welcome back. So if there's one thing I've learned from all my years in the field, and even today as I talk to female friends, it's that guys often talk about the wrong things when they're trying to get to know a girl. One of the most common mistakes they make is to talk only about themselves. If you've heard my lesson on listening, which I highly recommend you do, then you know that girls love to talk about themselves. It's part of their genetic makeup. Females have been shown to have superior verbal and communication skills than men. Plus, they also like to build connections and build friendships. They like to relate to each other. So you have to allow them to talk about themselves before going on and talking about yourself. Even if you have some great skill or lots of money, girls won't care if that's all they hear. It'll actually have the opposite effect of attracting them. It will just drive them away. So learn to listen before you go on and talk about yourself. There are also some things you just never talk about in the beginning stages. When you're deeply settled into a relationship, fine, but when you're first meeting a girl or going on the first few dates, do not talk about offensive humor, politics, past girlfriends, more on this one below, inside jokes between you and your friends, and anything that could be interpreted as geeky or dorky, such as science fiction. Okay, let's talk first about offensive humor, or anything offensive for that matter. It's just a no-no. Most girls get pretty offended when you bring racial and sexual jokes into a conversation. Now, there's nothing wrong with sexual innuendo. It's actually a great way of moving things on. But making jokes about women and anatomy is not going to win you any points. The same goes for racist humor. Hey, I love Chris Rock's jokes, but I would never talk about them when I'm first meeting a girl. Especially since you never know exactly what her background is. I've talked to girls who looked Italian, but were actually half black. You don't want to offend those girls, especially if they're hot and someone you get along with. Politics is just a no-win situation. Even if you two actually agree politically, the chances of you getting into an argument that goes nowhere is just too high. It's an easy topic to fall back on if you have nothing to say, but it's also an easy way to lose her favor. Don't even bother. There are better things to talk about, which I'll get to below. Next is inside jokes. Well, they're just that, inside jokes. They're between you and some friends, so keep it there. If you have to explain a joke, it's not funny. Okay, fourth is geeky and dorky things. Unless you absolutely know that the girl is a Trekkie and a diehard Star Wars fan, don't bring up anything that has to do with science fiction, comic books, video games, or anything else that attracts geeks and nerds. You always want to communicate higher status than a girl, and talking about these subjects, even if you're a huge fan, does nothing but bury your status. Last but certainly not least, past girlfriends and lovers, never a good subject to talk about. The risk of coming across as whiny and bitter are just too high. And I know, it can be an easy topic to talk about. Relationships, sex, things like that. There are two things girls always have time to talk about. But if it's about your past lover and sex and relationships with her, nah, it's not gonna work. They will try to test you by asking you about your past relationships, but the truth is, you have much better things to talk about or listen to her talk about. The best thing to say is to either tease her with something like, "Why, are you jealous?" which will put her in her place and empower you, or to say, "I have nothing against my past girlfriend, but we were just not meant to be together. I wish her the best, but it was time to move on." Simple, precise, honest, and it makes you look like an even better guy. It actually works to your advantage. She'll respect you more for those things and get the cue that there are better things to talk about. And that's a winner's game.
It's your turn. TripleORelationships.com.
Welcome back to How to Be Irresistible to Women. In today's lesson, you learned about some great subjects to discuss with a girl, and some bad ones to avoid. Let's recap. Never talk about offensive humor, politics, past girlfriends, inside jokes between you and your friends, anything that could be interpreted as geeky or dorky, such as science fiction, and about too much about yourself, all the great stuff you have. Never talk too much about yourself. It communicates that you're arrogant and insecure about yourself. Never good traits to display. Stay tuned for our next lesson when I'll teach you some great topics that you should discuss throughout the course of your relationship, from the time you first meet, to the first date, to when you're going steady, right here on How to Be Irresistible to Women. This concludes today's edition of TripleORelationships.com's exclusive newsletter series. For more information about me, James Brito, visit my website, 000relationships.com/2woman. That's 000relationships.com/2woman. TripleORelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Copyright 2006, TripleORelationships.com, a Unica Design Company, all rights reserved.